WCHL. There are a lot of things that happen in our community at large, and let me just tell you, one of the best is the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. We have the inimitable Sarah Waters in here today, and Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm glad you decided to make it in today, and you know, I have to give credit to my wife, Beverly, who came up with an idea. She said, why don't we... I've got an idea for the people in California who've been experiencing the drought.
I know where you're going with this.
Yes. Why don't we move the Shikori Hills Festival to California, and then that would take care of that problem, because it always rains.
We've strongly considered that idea.
Well, for the folks who don't know what we're talking about here, what is the Shikori Hills Festival all about?
Sure. It's the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance, and we are actually the second version of that festival. There is another one that's been going on in the Finger Lakes area of New York called the Finger Lakes Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. Mm-hmm. They've been going on for about 25 years, and we're kind of the little sister of that festival. And it's just a place. It's out in Pittsboro in Chatham County, beautiful grounds and old farmland. And it's a festival where we have all different kinds of roots music and family activities and food vendors and craft vendors and just 4 days. There's camping, so you can stay overnight all four days and just enjoy yourself and take a vacation from reality.
This is the fall edition of this festival.
It is. Yeah. We also have a spring edition, which it has always been in April, but we've actually moved the spring one to the first weekend of May in a little hopes of avoiding the rain that you were speaking of earlier.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing is when I go to Shikori Hills Festival, I feel like I'm turning back the clock and I'm going to Woodstock or something. I mean, really, it really is cool. I mean, you see people you haven't seen in a long time, and it's just a feel-good festival, everybody having a good time, and great music and everything else you need out there.
Yeah, it's great. It's compared to Woodstock a lot. It's sometimes compared to summer camp because you go, and luckily it's every 6 months, so you meet people there that you don't see anywhere else, but you see old friends and new friends there and just have a really great time.
Of course, the headline is always grabbed by the bands that are going to be out there, the musical acts. Tell us about some of those this year.
Right, and one of the ones I'm most excited about is Hot Rise. It's a band that has been around for a while. I guess you'd probably call them Newgrass. It features Tim O'Brien and Brian Sutton and a couple other really great bluegrass players. They were on a long hiatus, and they've gotten back together again over the last year or so. So we're excited to have them. Dawn of the Buffalo is one of our featured artists. They actually helped start the festival. So they got a lot of big fans in the area. One of my favorite bands that's coming is J.D. McPherson. Mm-hmm. He's kind of new on the scene, but it's kind of old school rock and roll. It'll be really fun to get out in the field and dance to.
Yeah, there's more than one stage, of course.
Right. We have four stages. We have two large outdoor stages, the Meadow and the Grove stage. And then we have a really big, looks like a circus tent. It's a dance tent. And there's a lot of great dance and music there. And then we have a smaller tent called the Cabaret Tent. And that's a little bit more for kind of singer-songwriter smaller bands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's so much fun. You can go out there and just spend several hours. And you can spend the night. You can camp if you want to, or you can just go out there for the day, and it's fantastic.
Right. Yeah, it's a really quick, you know, it's a good hour drive from most of the major towns in the Triangle, and it's a beautiful drive, so it's totally worth coming out just for an afternoon to check it out. And what usually happens is people come out for an afternoon, one festival, and then the next time they're there for 4 days with all their camping gear.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to ask you to give directions because it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but at the same time, it's beautiful, and it's fantastic, and it's really easy to get to once you know those directions. So if somebody wants to go to the website and get the directions how to get there to this place that's outside Pittsboro, how do they do that?
Sure. Our website is Shikori Hills. That's Shakori Hills, grassroots.org.
All right. Well,
And I just wanted to put a small plug. Today is actually the last day to buy your tickets for the advanced price.
Okay.
So go ahead and go to the website. And we have maps and directions and all sorts of listings of all our events. And kids 12 and under get in for free.
We haven't said when it is.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It starts this Thursday. So it's the 8th through the 11th of October.
All right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And certainly you can go out for at least one of those days. And it is so much fun. fun. If you love music and if you love events like this, I mean, this is something you don't want to miss. All kinds of food out there, too.
Yeah, right? Great food. A lot of local food and some good old friends that we've had for a long time. Great pizza.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it really is fun to go out there and just get away from everything. It's like a whole different world.
Yes, and I believe I've seen that the sun will join us for at least a few of the days. So
yeah.
That's very exciting. I think we're all looking forward to seeing the sun.
Yeah, that would be really nice. But thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Look forward to the festival this year. And I know a lot of people are going to be out there. It really is like a mini Woodstock. It's really, really very cool. So, Sarah Waters, thanks for all you do. I know it's really hard coordinating this thing and has to be like a year-round event when you got these two festivals going on.
Correct, yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love. It's very, very fun.
And I know a lot of people help as well.
Yes, definitely. So. We have a huge cast of volunteers that help us out, and we wouldn't be anywhere without them.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.